your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Monday, we are going to have another meetup, as we always do. John Reagan's going to be with us, the unprepared prepper. And he's absolutely right. There are things that people who are in the survivalist mode have forgotten, overlooked, discounted, not considered. He's going to talk about what those items are. And I have a box, a large box came in from overseas. The LEDs are here. The LEDs that have been promised to us for about a month have arrived from a slow boat from China. And they're here. So your emergency LED lighting kits, if you want to retrofit your house, as we are doing at the farmhouse right here in Missouri, with LED lighting, 12-volt lighting strips, we've got them. We're going to bring them to the expo. So those of you, we're going to bring them to the expo, too. So those of you who have ordered them at the meetup, we're going to have them for you. So that's Monday. John Reagan and the LED strips are going to be distributed. Okay, John Moore is with us. Welcome, John Moore.
Thank you. Good to be here, Vincent.
John, you have been to every single one of our Get Prepared Expos here in Missouri, and we're delighted that you're going to be back. And I'd like to share with the class why you are with us. You know, when we started Expo number one, there were lots of speakers who could be the headline speaker for the Get Prepared Expo.
That's right.
And we talked with Glenn Beck. Yeah, we talked with Glenn Beck's people. We talked with Gerald Celente one-on-one a couple of times. And we selected you because your message is what we thought was the most important message, violent climate change. And it's here. You have been talking about violent climate change? Yeah.
It is. I've been talking publicly about it since 2005. And we're seeing what I talked about in my paper that I wrote and published in January 2006. We're seeing these things come to happen in real time, in real life. Ever-increasing number and severity of hurricanes, number and severity of tornadoes, number and severity of volcanism, and number and severity of seismic activity. And these will continue to happen, Vincent. We will continue to see more of these events and more violent ones as we get deeper into this cycle, culminating in what the U.S. Navy says in their classified briefings, a violent ocean event where all these oceans will come out of their basins, flooding all coastal areas worldwide up to 400 feet above sea level. And that's the deal, and that's about as real as it gets, Vincent.
John, back in 2005, when you started talking about this, what kind of a reception were you met with as you started saying these things were going to happen?
Well, it wasn't the general public so much. It was the people who subscribe and go to Prophecy Club meetings, for example. They're used to hearing things that are not mainstream media. And, of course, the listeners of my radio show also. Mainstream the general public in 2005 and 2013 is not terribly receptive to the topic at all. On one hand, on the other, the topic of the Gulf Stream having stopped is not so threatening to their worldview And the science is pretty rock solid that the Gulf Stream did, in fact, stop June 12, 2010. That's not quite so threatening to people, and they're more open to taking an objective look at that particular matter and the effects it's having on the jet stream and the effects it's having on climate. So I was, quite frankly, I was really happy to see that that event finally had happened. We knew it was going to happen. When I was writing my paper in 2005 in the fall, we knew that 5 to 20 years in the future, the Gulf Stream would stop. What we didn't know was something else would happen 5 years in the future. That was the British Petroleum oil spill, which oil has the same effect on the salt water that fresh water does. It does not allow a thermal barrier to develop between cold water and salt and warm water, allowing these ocean currents to function the way they always have functioned for so many centuries. And that's what broke the Gulf Stream, finally, was the British Petroleum oil spill in the spring of 2010. And that's where we are today, with a broken Gulf Stream, a jet stream that's acting very bizarre and very haphazard, which is resulting in unpredictable amounts of precipitation, both highs and lows, and unpredictable temperatures. You may have noticed, Vince, you're a rancher, if you look at the weather report, they cannot predict the weather with any kind of accuracy much more than 12 hours before the event. And where we had grown used to somewhat accurate predictions 7-8 days out, but those days are long gone, aren't they, Vincent?
John, I was frustrated beyond belief trying to get hay cut, raked, and baled at our farm. And I was looking at about 250,000 pounds of hay that I had to cut. And this is hay that our animals, our herd of cows, needs to have in order to survive the winter.
Right.
And we were looking at the exact right time to cut the hay, and it was perfect, but it was raining. And finally we had a window of 3 days of nice weather, a warm breeze, sunny, where the hay could be cut and dried on the field and then raked and then baled.
Right.
In these 1,000-pound round bales. Well, here's what happened. The weather report said 10% chance of precipitation. Well, 10%, I'm willing to risk that.
They'll put 10%
cut the hay, John,
any day of the week. That's as low as it gets, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, it was virtual. I mean, the sky looked great. The radar map looked great. We cut the hay, and it poured for days. I was looking at, it was really serious. It looked like we were going to have to sell our herd, because it looked like we weren't going to be able to winter the cows. And we're talking about 100 animals. Over 100 head of cows. So it rained. And then we looked. There was another 10% chance of rain several days later. We let the grass dry out. The ground had to dry up because the moisture was coming up from the ground through the hay, and it was getting the hay. It was starting to get moldy. So we have this machine. It's called a tedder, and it spreads the hay around in a random pattern. So we traversed the field with these tractors, and we spread the hay around, and it dried. And then we were ready to bale it, and it rained again on the hay.
Oh.
So then, I mean, we're looking at, you know, the last ditch effort seemed to look like it was going to be a total loss for the hay. And then we had about 2 days of what looked like 40% chance of rain. And I was talking to Mrs. Spinelli, and she said it's got a 40% chance of rain. I said, we're in great shape then. If it's 40% and they say it's going to rain, we're in good shape. It's not going to rain. We're going to be fine. And we tedded the hay again and baled it. And it was clear for 3 days. What I'm saying is, John, we can't trust the weather reports. I'm talking about weather.gov. It is absolutely worthless.
Well, here's the reason why, Vincent. These weather predictions are based on models that these meteorologists learn when they're in meteorology college, and those models are broken. And unfortunately, many of the younger ones, especially the ones under 40 years old, they were never trained in classic meteorology to be able to independently make observations and make predictions based on their own private personal observations, as opposed to using these computer models that they were trained to use in college. So these weather people need to get back to basics and learn basic skills and abandon these useless, broken computer models that they make their predictions with.
John, we used to, no kidding, we used to have the Farmer's Almanac, and we have talked about this, and you could look, that was published well over a year in advance, because you could buy it, and it would have the year's worth of weather predictions. You could look at that on a specific day, and you could say, okay, it's going to be sunny, I'm going to cut my hay, on May 31st. You could bank on it. But as you said, there's no sense in watching the weather report. I mean, just open the window and look outside. You're better off doing that. I'm not kidding.
I agree.
So I said to Mrs. Finelli, okay, we need to add another skill to our toolbox, and that is we need to become meteorologists. That's what we need to do. We can't trust them. And I'm wondering, John, I'm wondering if some of it might be done on purpose to disrupt the food supply. Here's what I said about a week ago. One third of the hay had been cut by people like me who couldn't bale it. Okay, so there was a possibility that we'd lose about a third of the hay. Another third had been cut and baled damp. So there was too much moisture in it, and that hay is going to become moldy. And then the third component, the third third of the hay that farmers have, had not been cut, and it's too old. So one third is baled, and it's going to be moldy. One third was cut and was unable to be baled, and then the other is too old. So what I'm saying is I think it's, even though there's plenty of moisture around, I don't think we're going to have the food supply for the cows this winter. That's what I'm saying.
This coming winter of 2013 and 2014?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not a good situation.
John Moore. No, not a good situation at all. John Moore, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com, speaking as a farmer to those of you who are interested in what's happening with cattle. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Moore's with us. We're talking about violent climate change. John Moore's with us, and he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo July 19, 20, and 21. Class is going to be really interesting. We're going to have two survival banquet dinners. Freeze-dried guys cooking, and for $8, you can have a banquet meal with us. It's limited to about 280 to 300 of us, and we're going to be having dinner with our instructors. So you get a chance to meet John Moore. That'll be Friday night at 6 o'clock, banquet dinner, and Saturday night at 6 o'clock, $8 per dinner. It's the cost of what you might get at McDonald's, but it's going to be freeze-dried, premium survival food, and you'll get a chance to hear all of your instructors at the microphone introducing themselves and telling you what their seminars and exhibits are about. So that's at the Get Prepared Expo. Tickets are going to be on sale next week on the internet. $18 for 3 days, $8 discounted for 1 day, and $10 at the door per day. So your choice. And John Moore, you know, we're talking about the violent climate change. We're talking about volcano activity. We're talking about tides. What about the infrastructure? What do you think they're going to experience? Because their infrastructure is not buried as ours is in the United States.
Well, you're right. And places like Ireland, for example, where was the canary in the mine, so to speak, that first winter after the Gulf Stream stopped, the winter 2010-2011, pipes were freezing underground in Ireland because they were not, the frost line had gone deeper than it ever had since they've kept records. And weather records in Europe typically go back centuries. In Moscow, for example, they have weather records going back 1,000 years. And human-built infrastructure is built with certain engineering premises, One of them being you bury freshwater pipes below the frost line so that they won't freeze. Of course, they'd always done that in Ireland, and the frost line had always been so shallow it was not much of an issue until the winter 2010-2011, when it became an issue and the pipes were freezing underground. Now, if you can imagine, Vincent, these infrastructures don't just pop up out of nowhere. It takes decades to put in place the freshwater pipes, the sewer lines, the foundations, the bridges, dams, and so forth, all of which have certain underlying engineering premises, all of which are certainly at risk, depending on where they are now. At the moment, extreme flooding is taking place in parts of Europe due to unprecedented amounts of rain. England, for example, is undergoing a very cool, very wet spring, putting agriculture there at great risk. The farmers can't get their equipment out in the field to do their planting, and the harvest in England is going to be dramatically reduced this calendar year. But we're seeing that worldwide, all over the Northern Hemisphere especially, that grain growing especially is at great risk in many parts of the world, in many parts of the Northern Hemisphere, which will lead to reduced harvest and dramatically increased prices. And that will affect all of us. You may not have a personal connection to agriculture, those people listening to you and I talk, on one hand. On the other, we all eat. And even things like Campbell's tomato soup has wheat in it as a thickener. But you were telling me an interesting story, Vince, how the intensity of the ultraviolet is so great that that your tomato plants cannot take very much direct sunlight exposure, can they?
My experience at the farm right here in the Ozark Mountains, you've been to the farmhouse, and what I've decided to do this year is plant our tomatoes in these very large buckets, about the size, if you were to stretch your arms out in a circle out in front of you, these buckets are about that big, maybe 24 inches in diameter, maybe a little larger, about 24 inches deep. So let's say 10 or 15 gallons capacity, and we've got a bunch of these buckets on our veranda, and we've planted tomatoes in them, and they cannot take the heat. We had to put them under the roof area so that they only get a few hours of sunlight a day, because they cannot take the direct sunlight of more than half a day. Half a day is too much. John Moore, Vin Finelli, we're going to talk more about it when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
When you need
need it the most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? You've got your.
Take my. When you go to the DC. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Moore's with us, and we're talking about the Get Prepared Expo and the violent climate change that we're experiencing. And I mentioned to John, we were talking the other day, and I mentioned to him that our tomato plants are just taking a beating. And we had Mike Knox on the air with us, and we're talking about gardening, and I explained that to him. And yes, the tomato plants are taking a beating from the direct sunlight here at the farm in the Ozark Mountains. And John, I've also noticed a phenomenon. I've looked at our roof, and during the direct sunlight, the shingles are expanding to the point where they are raising off the roof. And I've not seen that ever before in my life, when the composition shingles actually will bend upward toward the sky because they're expanding because of the heat, and they have no place to go, so they raise upward, and it's like a ripple effect on the roof. And when the sun goes down, the shingles, you know, will come back down. But over time, that expansion and contraction is going to destroy the roof.
Well,
and
that's what I'm saying. They're not really engineered to go through that whole mechanism you're describing. Hopefully there's a warranty on the shingles and you can get a metal roof.
And that's what Mrs. Finelli and I talked about. And, you know, John, you've seen our roof. And the guy that put the roof on said to me after he was all done, he said, if I had seen the pitch of that roof, I never would have done it.
Right.
It's pretty steep. It's 15 it's over steep. 12, so it's a pretty
There's
steep.
A lot of squares. I think a square is 10 by 10 feet. And refresh my memory, but I believe they're architectural shingles, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are. They're architectural. And, John, here's an interesting thing. When we were building this house, I called the various shingle companies up, the manufacturers, and I said, I'm looking all over the internet and I can't seem to find a chart that indicates on a scale of like 1 to 100 which shingles absorb the most amount of heat as compared to the other shingles, meaning the different colors, the greens,
right.
the tans, the reds,
right.
the browns,
right.
you know, the white and the black. So obviously black would be the one, you know, the dark black would be the one absorb most of the heat, and white would be the least. So on a scale of 1 to 100 or 1 to 10 or something, some kind of scale, I'd like to be able to select within, you know, some scientific information which shingles I'd like to have in addition to the color. Okay,
right.
And they told me that there was no such thing. Why? Because the lawyers said, we can't do it, and this is their excuse, I don't believe any of it, but they said the lawyers would say we'd get sued if we were off by a little bit. Well, so that means that nobody has any information. You just
right.
have to know that, okay, black is going to be the hottest and white's going to be the, you know, the least hot. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... It is. I mean, they know that information. They know which shingles are going to last the longest. They can say that, you know, black lasts the least or white lasts the least, whichever it may be. I don't know. So, John, infrastructure is a big problem in Europe. How about here? Because I know that when I lived on the East Coast, we were looking at burying pipes between 24 and 30 inches because of the frost line.
Right.
Now, are we going to be impacted by that? Are our pipes deep enough or what, coming forward?
Well, our climate in North America, most parts of North America, will be getting warmer long-term. Short-term, there could be bizarre swings of extremes, cold and extremes heat. The record left in stone and rock that the geologists and scientists look at when it comes to where the North Pole has been in the past and where it will be in the future is the following. The magnetic north moves in a certain direction for decades, if not centuries, in a certain direction. Right now, the magnetic north is moving towards, the magnetic North Pole is moving towards Siberia. And then over a period of 24 to 48 hours, true north catches up with it. When that happens, that will be the pole shift that we've been anticipating, and that's when all the latitudes in the United States drop farther south. So where we are here in the Ozarks, we'll be getting probably the climate of Louisiana and Mississippi, which I'm not particularly looking forward to. I don't particularly like cold weather, but if you've been to those parts of the country when it's summertime, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what will they be seeing? The climate
they'll
of
be
Mexico?
Closer to an equatorial climate. They're not that far from it now, but they'll be closer to an equatorial climate where there will be, at the moment, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, they do have somewhat of a seasons change where it's cooler in the winter and warmer in the summer. That will be gone. It will be hot all the time. And the only difference they'll have will be rainy hot and dry hot. That will be it.
And the moisture, are they going to see, because of the increases in temperature, that there'll be increased humidity all the time?
It's most likely going to go that direction. It's the question you're asking is very hard to answer with any certainty. because there are so many unknowns, and I know more about this than most non-scientists, but I am no scientist. It would appear to be going the direction that you just mentioned, that those areas would have even higher constant levels of humidity and precipitation.
John, you selected the Missouri Ozarks for the place that you're going to make your stand. Is that still a good choice based on what you've discovered in the last?
And it's not just my choice. The U.S. Navy has been making the same statements in classified briefings for 34 years now, going back to 1979. The Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks has a low population density, very homogeneous population, relatively short, mild winters, plenty of water, long growing season, no major cities. Springfield, Missouri is the largest city in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, 250,000 people. So it has a lot going for it, besides, of course, altitude and distance from major bodies of water. So I stick with that as being good advice. Yes, sir.
Okay, because, John, we've talked about this over the years, that Mrs. Finelli and I got in the vehicles, and we decided we were going to move from the East Coast, Virginia. We're going to move someplace where we felt it was a lot safer. And one of the things that we wanted to do was get away from, you know, the Washington, D.C., northeast, southeast, high concentration high population concentration areas. We wanted to get away from that. We wanted to get away from high taxes. We wanted to get to where there was plenty of water, but we would not be susceptible to the problems that the ocean might cause. And we drove 20,000 miles looking for the place. Of course, we used maps and we used the internet, and we looked, you know, at lots and lots of factors.
Right.
And we selected the Missouri Ozark Mountains, but we did not have that information about the 1979 Navy briefing. But we came to the same conclusion.
Well, and that's a good thing that you did. I'm sure that I know that once you watched my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, I know that you had to get some gratification in your choices, didn't you, Vincent?
Well, John, we did. We absolutely did. And I'd like to mention that I shared that DVD. I brought it over to some of our instructors' homes, and we sat down and we watched it. And John, you've heard me say this before. For the entire length of the DVD, nobody said a single word. So imagine going to a friend's house, having five, six, seven people sit, you know, in a comfortable seat or on the floor watching this video on a screen and just watching it for the entire length and not saying a word.
It's almost 4 hours long.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I hope there was a break in the middle of that.
But, you know, it was very somber, John.
Well, it
really,
isn't. It should
no
be.
One...
And getting these instructors to not say anything for 4 hours is a task in and of itself. They're all talkers.
Yeah, that's true. We are talkers, but we're researchers, and we do understand science, and we do understand mechanics, and we do understand human nature. And when you put all of that together, John, it's not a good scenario. It really isn't. And I'm glad to be in the Missouri Ozarks. You know, people call me. They want to move here. Do people call you and ask you for advice about relocation?
Oh, yeah. I do private consultations all the time. People want the advice on where to move, how to move, what to do when they get here, all those things, yes.
And I know you've actually helped people physically in the process of relocation. So, John, if someone wants to get in touch with you, how do you recommend they do that?
Well, the easiest thing to remember is there's contact information at my website, thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. My telephone is posted there, my email address. So just to remember, thelibertyman.com, and you can take it from there.
Okay. And class, we have on the website, usapreparers.com, the link to John Moore, page one. At the bottom of page one, in the black section where all the instructors are, you'll find John Moore. You can click on that if you're driving and you can't write this down. But thelibertyman.com, you can click on it. It'll take you to his website. Interesting information. He can help you if you want to discuss moving to a specific area. And John, you've helped people understand the climate. Can I ask you, what will we learn if we are in your seminar at the Get Prepared Expo?
Well, you're going to learn what Matt Steiner learned when I was sitting at your dining table with him. You'll learn that this is the second most important story in 2,000 years. Everything else, including the possibility of World War III, pales by comparison.
The second most important story in 2,000 years. John Moore, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. John's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, and you'll be able to get his DVDs and his autograph.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Moore's with us, and John's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. I'm all excited about that. It's always great to have John at the expo. You know, he packs the seminar rooms, and the class is so attentive to what he's saying, because a lot of us have not heard this before. A lot of us have not realized how serious the climate swings, these changes can be. But at the same time, a lot of us have seen the news, have read the internet. Some have watched television. They've seen what's happened at New Jersey. They've seen the devastation. They've seen the tornadoes. They've seen the hurricanes. They've seen the freezing cold. They've seen the power outages. But yet some are still not willing to prepare. I remember calling John. I remember calling someone in the East Coast, and I said, You aware of what's happening? He goes, yeah, you know, I'm okay. And I said, you know, there's a storm headed right for you, Hurricane Sandy. He said, yeah, I know. I said, so what are you doing? He goes, I'm watching the game. I said, the radar shows it heading right for your driveway. He said, yeah, I'm up on it. I'm watching the news, and I'm okay. Called him the next day, and I said, you okay? He goes, yeah, there's some transformers that are on fire in the neighborhood, and there's some fires and houses and buildings are, you know, blown down, but we're okay. And so my suggestion to him was to get out of there and go to a different location, get in the vehicle, and get out of the way. But, you know, he was comfortable staying where he was. John, how do you react to that when you advise people and you warn people and they just say, nah, we'll be okay?
Well, first of all, you can't have an emotional connection to the outcome of trying to warn people. That'll just make it crazy. And the term, there's a term for what you're describing, is called normalcy bias. The belief that things are okay now, they'll be okay in the future. And it's also denial is part of it. And between those two very dependable human responses, that's how a large percentage of the population does respond, is by either going into denial or being stuck in the paradigm of normalcy bias, that if things are okay today, they'll be okay tomorrow, they'll be okay next year. And you and I aren't going to change that, Vince. We reach the people we can, and we pray for those we can't. And that's basically it.
Yeah. John, I've come up with the number 3%. I don't know if that number is, it's certainly not scientific, but I don't think there are more than 3% of us that actually get it and are willing to do something about it, even at the lowest level of doing something about it. We have the meetups, and a lot of people come. But frankly, John, there aren't very many people who are actually prepared to weather the storm. They just aren't. They talk about it. They read about it. They study it. And it kind of stops right there.
I agree, Vincent. And your 3% number is probably as accurate as anything can be. Becoming a prepper, as it's now called, is no longer a demonic thing. Where 10, 15 years ago, the word survivalist meant a wild-eyed, bearded man and maybe his family hunkering down in some bunker someplace and mm-hmm. being cut off from civilization. Where the term prepper has become fairly mainstream and fairly non-threatening for most people most of the time. But despite that acceptance of the culture of prepping, as it's called now, it's still not practiced by very many people. And your observation of 3% is probably about as accurate as anybody's.
Well, it comes from looking around and meeting people in a semi-formal environment of the Get Prepared Expo and the meetups, you know, for years. So that's where that comes from. John Moore's with us. John's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. John Moore, thanks so much for being with us.
I can't wait to see you
at the Get Prepared Expo. Thanks so much. John Moore, broadcaster, private investigator, researcher, USAPrepares.com, senior instructor. He's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. I can't wait. I really can't. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. Keep that in mind. Coming up next is Joel Johnson, Kodiak Survival Gear, the real MacGyver. We'll be back right after.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.